Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM, just outside Seattle in the United States. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. We will have only the best psychic scientists and UFO people in the world on our program, and I guarantee, my friends, it'll be the most interesting radio program you've ever listened to, as you will hear information here that you will simply not hear elsewhere. We are also one of the top-rated programs on KKNW in the Seattle area, and we are also the fastest-growing psychic and UFO radio program in the world with listeners in over 60 countries. I'm also told by my friends from reliable sources that my show has many listeners and supporters off-planet from the 7 trillion members of the Galactic Alliance, and it's also one of the most popular UFO psychic radios programs in this part of the Milky Way galaxy. So to my many friends both on this planet and off-planet, welcome to Out of This World Radio. We are entirely supported by donations, and for those who'd like to donate, please go to the Donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. Even a dollar will really help. And thank you. I just want to thank everyone for their donations and support. I also have a new column on my webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com called Ask Ted. When you click on the website, please go to About Us and then on to the right side, click on Ask Ted for free spiritual advice or help. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and if you'd like to advertise, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and any advertising on this program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. The purpose of Out of This World Radio is to raise consciousness and to make this world a better place to live, and I know with everyone's help, we can make this planet a much better place. We have a wonderful couple of hours ahead of us today. Our first guest will be Deborah Spellfox, a fantastic numerologist and a love matchmaker, who will be talking about Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day, of course, is tomorrow, so I thought this is the perfect time to have Deborah on the air. She's like a breath of fresh air. Every time I've talked to her on the radio, it's like sunshine coming through the telephone line. So that'll be fun to have her on. After that, we'll be having Jerry Wells. He's a spiritual healer and also be attending my conference next month in Gig Harbor, followed by the second hour of Scott Lemriel, a UFO contactee who's had face-to-face contact with members of the Galactic Alliance for the past 54 years. For those who'd like more information, we have a website for the Galactic Wisdom Conference at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. It'll be at the Inn at Gig Harbor from March 6th through the 8th. It's located only 10 minutes from Tacoma or 40 minutes from Seattle. There's also, if you're flying into Seattle for the conference, there's also a shuttle service that goes 21 times a day from the airport directly to the conference site. There's a special discount on registrations through this weekend of only $197 for the event, for the three-day event, including free psychic readings with some of the world's best psychics. And we have a whole list of fascinating people coming. Dr. Susan Shumsky will be flying in from New York City, and she's considered the world's authority on healing's auras and chakras. Michiko Hayashi, the worldwide director of the Emoto Peace Project, and Dr. Yasu Nimoto of the Emoto Peace Project will be flying in from Tokyo to give a special, very special workshop on the late Dr. Emoto's famous work on love and gratitude. In addition, we'll be having Lois Berman. She's a very well-known Boston TV and radio psychic who has her own program, so we'll be giving a workshop and also giving free psychic readings. Phoenix Redhawk, a very well-known spiritual healer from Long Island, New York, is flying in to give spiritual healings and a workshop. We will also have some awesome Seattle psychics, including Teresa Carroll, Darcy Adams, and Don McFarlane at the conference, who will be giving psychic readings, as well as the amazing and wonderful Robert and Rachel Zink from the Portland area, who will also be doing his wonderful spiritual healing work. The conference also includes breakfasts on Saturday and Sunday. And for those who'd like to stay at the conference, the Inn at Gig Harbor, their phone number is 253-858-1111. And when you call, be sure to tell them that you're there for the Galactic Conference. They'll give you a discount on the rate. Before we'd like to begin, I'd like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing lots of wonderful help. My dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, who helped me start this program. My dear friend Michiko Hayashi of the Modal Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting the show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer, Eric Ryder, and my station manager, Eric Krima, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. You can always listen to the show live from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Fridays at www.1150kknw.com. And after the show, you can always listen to the show at our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and clicking on any one of our guests. You can also follow us on Twitter at TedMahr, OTW Radio. That's TedMahr, OTW Radio. And on Facebook at Out of This World Radio. For those who'd like to ask questions during the show, please call at the bottom of the hour on our studio line at either area code 425-373-5527 or toll free at 1-888-298-5569. And finally, beginning March 16th, 2015, next month, on Mondays from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Seattle time, I will be hosting Dr. Lorraine's Hurley's wonderful radio show called Uncommon Awareness at www.drhurley.net. It's a wonderful radio program dedicated to raising the consciousness of this planet, and I will be hosting those shows on Monday for her. And finally, let's go to our wonderful guest. Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Ted.
Well, Deborah, for those who don't know about you, please tell us a little bit about your background and how you ended up becoming a matchmaker and a numerologist.
Well, my life path number, darling, which is the most powerful number in our chart, is a 6, and that's one of the major love numbers. 2 is the probably consummate love number, but mm-hmm. so is 6. We have a very nurturing, loving, mothering heart, and I couldn't help but, I think, have my destiny finally eventuate in this place. As a professional certified matchmaker, my company is called Divine Matchmaker. I'm a love and relationship coach, a career coach, because I think everybody should get up in the morning and say, I love what I do. And
great.
You love what you do, right?
Absolutely.
And so do I. And I
absolutely.
Think, boy, you know, Ted, that's an extra magnet for attracting your soulmate. Very important. And also, I'm a professional numerologist. I use it for many things, but mostly my heart is with using it for compatibility charts and using it and making a proper match.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, you know, I know a lot of people out there are looking for love or not. They're not happy in their current relationships. And you provide such a wonderful service for people, Deborah. How do you do it? I mean, let's say somebody walks into contacts you by phone or walks into your office for a matchmaking help. How do you do it? I mean, of course you get their name and birth date. Do you do it through numerology?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you, there's many ways that certified matchmakers do this business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For one thing, for your listeners to know, I am probably the only certified professional matchmaker through the Matchmakers Institute in New York in North America to use spiritually progressive or PPIs, I call them people of positive influence, mm-hmm. to have my database structured with those types of folks. So I have a boutique market niche. Some people are the millionaire matchmaker, and in fact, last summer I trained with Patty Stanger, who is very famous for her Millionaire Matchmaker show on Bravo TV.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating gal. She has a lot to teach. I sort of, you know, it's kind of one of those things, you take the best and leave the rest.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But I would be probably your spiritual love guru. And I do everything I do from the window of spirituality and work for people where that is more of a priority in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And not just looking for the people that if you don't have the perfect looks or the big money, you can't work with me, you know?
Well, the thing that I've realized most over the years is that you know, physically, people can appear to be very beautiful, but if their soul is not sweet, if they don't have good morals, if they don't have a good attitude about life, that detracts from the physical, any kind of physical attraction.
Well, I say that, you know, a lot of people are looking for a 10, especially mm-hmm. men. They want a 10,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And I say, let's look for a 20.
mm-hmm.
And that would be somebody that has full inner and outer glory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's
absolutely.
What we're all aspiring for.
Absolutely.
As evolving human beings on a planet that we are so blessed to have such richness materially in this country. And
mm-hmm.
I do believe our country is going to start morphing more spiritual. It is. And I think that what I'm doing and what the services that I provide and my thinking, although it's somewhat pioneering at the moment, I think one day what I do will be mainstream.
Well, absolutely, absolutely.
To further answer your question, dear, about people coming to me and how I work, first of all, to get into my database is free. I don't charge a club fee right now. And they may be asked to pay for a background check because matchmakers will heavily screen all their people on every level. That's part of the service that you're provided so you feel safer than just going online.
Sure.
But other than that, all my services to get into my database are free. However, if you're a client coming in, then those are pay-for contracts where I go out and specifically look with all the things that we agreed upon in the contract to look for the love of your life and draw them to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I currently, Ted, have a fabulous client that I'm searching for. And a lot of the people that are listeners here in Seattle with KKNW, I think a lot of them in the particular age category I'm thinking of and I'm working for with this particular client, they tend to think to themselves, there's no good men left. And I want to tell you, my darlings, I have one. Mm-hmm. And could I take a minute and tell them what I'm looking for?
Sure. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, this is so fun for Valentine's. It's just if we could find for you and for this gentleman the magic match, why not at Valentine's Day? So
right.
What I'm looking for is a lady, and if you are that person or you know somebody who's a friend and can think of somebody who would meet this criteria, I'm looking for a lady between the age of 55 and 75 who is has spirituality as a priority. This person is athletic and looking for somebody who's in shape and ready for hiking and other outdoor sports. Also someone who's willing to be open and grow in emotional intelligence. Ted, you and I know we're fashioned in this country for great IQs, but a lot of us fall short with our EQ, our emotional quotient.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't expect anybody to be perfect, but somebody who's willing to grow and work in that department.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the women, I must say, are the leaders in that area.
Right.
Somebody with a good heart who's capable of being a very loving person, and somebody up for travel and possibly humanitarian endeavors. And a little on the attractive side as well, because this gentleman is quite handsome. So he has kind of got that as a criteria. So, we don't want to make that as a number one thing, but I do want to say if any of you feel like, oh, my God, I fit all of those points, please contact me.
Well, Deborah,
what's
your phone number or email address so people can get a hold of you?
Oh, yes, I'll give it out. Well, email is easy. It's Deborah, and it's this Hebrew, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Stelfox, S-T-E-L-F-O-X, @gmail.com. Phone
Wonderful.
Number 425-788-8187.
Oh, isn't that nice? What a nice thing. Well, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. And can you give any words of wisdom in the couple of minutes we got left to my many listeners?
Yes, I do, because I wanted to say we're in a world year of 8 this year. 2 + 1 + 5 = 8.
Mm-hmm.
That calls us all to mind our finances. What is one of the biggest causes of divorce? Disagreements over how to do finances.
Mm-hmm.
This is a year that's calling us to get that house in order. So if you take your sweetheart out for Valentine's tomorrow, don't go break your budget. Be generous. Mm-hmm. Women don't want Mr. Cheap, okay? But don't break the budget. Keep yourself in line and in thinking about how you're going to be practical this whole year. Leave Valentine's practical, but have a wonderful time and smother them with your love and all the other things that matter more than money. The other thing I like us to think about on the day of love is that if you take this world year of 8 and you put it sideways, what have you got, Ted? The infinity symbol?
Infinity, that's
yes.
true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You do. That's great.
And so I think it's really great on this Valentine's and in a personal, a world year of 8, I'd like to call all of us to remember that what we're really here for is however we do it. You could say infinity is God, source,
mm-hmm.
pure consciousness.
That's true.
It can be thought of as give it anything if it needs a name. It is God. It is source. It is pure consciousness. It is infinity.
And I think that love is the most powerful force in the universe. And if you have love, and if you found your special soulmate or twin love, you can't ask for anything more.
You can't ask for anything more. And
that's
if both
right.
of you are aligned on a sacred path to make it about aligning to spirit or to source, your love is going to be maximum. And really,
that's right.
any relationship, it can never be better than the quality and strength of the two hearts coming together to overflow in love. And you can't have that, I don't think, unless you're connected to spirit and working on somehow expanding your consciousness.
Well, that's what I know your work is all about, and my work is all about, and my conference next month is all about, too.
And, woohoo for love, and thank you for doing that conference, for working on expanding consciousness. And
well, thank
we definitely
you.
Need it. And there's so many things I think that are wonderful this year. And I just want to say to everybody, keep your hearts flowing in love. And don't worry, my darlings. Don't think about doom and gloom. There's much good this year in a year of eight. It's about money and abundance and finance.
Absolutely.
Manage yours well and be efficient and don't waste. And don't overspend.
And keep a positive attitude, too, because if you keep a positive attitude, then good things will come to you.
Absolutely.
And I have to tell you, Deborah, during the time you've been on, this whole studio is lit up. It's a beautiful white light. So thank you for sharing.
That's awesome.
Your
we break
awesome
for love. And my darling,
right.
happy Valentine's
thank
tomorrow
you.
For you and any sweetheart that is in your life currently. And for all of our listeners, I wish and bless you and hope you have the most marvelous day possible. And if you're lacking in love, call me or just make sure that you're doing something just to love yourself.
And also, too, I want to remind my many listeners, you're also welcome to write to me for spiritual advice at on the website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just about on the Ask TED column. It's all free, and I'd like to help people. And thank you so much, Deborah, for coming on today. It's been wonderful.
You're welcome. Be Cupid, honey.
All righty.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye. Thank you. That was wonderful. She's always very upbeat and wonderful to have on the program. I'd like to just play two brief radio messages now from Lorraine Hurley about a wonderful conference she's having in Costa Rica and also for Jackie Conquest. She has also a radio program that broadcasts here on KKNW on Thursdays from noon to 1 o'clock. And then we'll come back to our guests, Jerry Wills. Hello, listeners. We have on the phone today Dr. Lorraine Hurley. She has a wonderful Boston talk radio called Uncommon Awareness. It's a metaphysical and health-related program out of Boston. And she wants to tell you about a wonderful conference she's having in Costa Rica from March 20th through the 29th. Dr. Hurley, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ted. Hey, thank you for allowing me to share this with your listeners. You know, one needn't look any further than nature to observe and experience profound mystery and wonder. The cycles of energy, you know, the cycles and energy of water, air, and earth are directed by the innate intelligence of the life stream to continually regenerate and invigorate our world and strengthen our life force. And frankly, there's nowhere that this is more apparent, splendid, and beautiful than in the pristine rainforest of Costa Rica. I've been there. And I'm inviting your listeners, I'm inviting anyone that cares to join us, healers, researchers, and world-renowned scientist Dr. Gerald Pollack, as you said, this March, for a cutting-edge educational and healing retreat in the heart of the Costa Rican rainforest. We're going to experience conscious reconnection to nature's power through sacred geometry, ozone, orgone, and water-based healing therapies. There'll be shaman-led journeys through the rainforest. We'll swim with dolphins. We're going to be sleeping in a treehouse, and there's so much more. Not only will participants experience firsthand the healing power of nature, they're going to learn how to bring these healing practices into their daily life at home. And they can get more details and register by visiting www.fiboforum.com. That's www.fiboforum.com. And I'm encouraging everyone to give themselves the gift of pure life, or as they say in Costa Rica, pure vida. And if you prefer, you can call 508-714-0622. Again, that's 508-714-0622. And thank you for allowing me to share this with your listeners, Ted.
Thank you, Lorraine. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Get ready to raise your vibrational frequency. Tune in every Thursday, 12 noon, for Conquest Consciousness. I'm Jacqueline Conquest, metaphysician with over 30 years professional private practice. Each week, we'll talk dreams, energy medicine, psychic phenomena, UFOs, and more, and have exciting guests on the cutting edge of heart expansion and the timely evolution in consciousness. For more information, visit JacquelineConquestMystic.com. conquestconsciousness.com. That's Conquest Consciousness every Thursday at noon.
Needing some inspiration, motivation, more creative flow, or want to remove blocks to unleash your full potential and manifest abundance in your life? Whether it's a new business venture, discovering your life's purpose, or attracting your soulmate, let Jacqueline Conquest, psychotherapist and hypnotherapist, help you get instant results. Call 206-303-9482 and visit JacquelineConquestMystic.com for more information.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150KKNW.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hello, friends. We're back on the air, and we have Jerry Wills on the line. Jerry, are you there?
I'm here.
Great, great, my friend. Jerry will be one of my keynote speakers at my conference next month. It'll be at the Innet Gig Harbor called the Galactic Wisdom Conference. The website for the conference is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And I just want to thank the people who contacted me last Friday and Saturday for volunteering at the conference. I got several wonderful people to help out, and I just want to thank them so much for all their wonderful work. There's still a lot of details to do for a conference like this. We're expecting 200 people, and we've been getting in a lot of registrations this week. But if anyone would like to help do some additional marketing and for the conference, and perhaps at the conference, do things like registering people for the different wonderful speakers, please give me a call or just send me an email. My phone number is either 1-888-879-8339 or area code 509-750-9793, or you can just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'm looking just for one or two more people who would like to help out with marketing and registrations. And in exchange, we'd be happy to give you free admission to the conference, and as well as all free psychic readings during the conference. Anyway, Jerry, I want to read a little bit about from your background. You're a gifted hands-on healer who at a young age discovered a talent for touching animals and people and seeing inside them and healing their injuries or disease. You grew up on a remote farm in Kentucky, which provided many years of isolation from the rest of the world. And during your teen years, you started to better understand how energy moves through all living things, at plant, animal, and human. Eventually, your abilities progressed to where the point where you're able to help yourself and others if they allowed it. In your words, whatever God might be, I know God is always present in love. As I give my love and attention, I feel God move powerfully through me. My hands become burning hot. As I breathe, a rush of light and energy flow through me. I feel the effects from the illness of the person I'm connected to. And during this time, I move through several areas of experience with my client. Finally, I feel a cool wave move across and through me. At this point, I realize I can do no more, and removing myself, I relax and wait. The experience leaves me completely filled with energy and life. It is always, always amazing. Jerry, we're very fortunate to have you at our conference next month. You'll be giving a special healing session from about 7 to, I think, 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night on Saturday, March 8th. And I just want to thank you so much for coming next month.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You know, it really is a privilege to be asked, Ted.
Well,
I just enjoy doing these things in mm-hmm. public and showing folks what's possible.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, Jerry, if I may ask you this question, you say you're not from this planet. Is that correct? You were brought from another star system here when you were 5 years old?
Well, it wasn't 5 years old. It was just basically brought here as a baby.
Okay.
The thing is, there's no way to really validate that.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I remember parts of. I've had other pieces of the information given to me. Both by folks that were, well, one fellow in particular that was at the site where they retrieved me, and then, of course, by the extraterrestrials that I had time to spend, over the course of several years, spend time with them, talk to them, learning from them, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's a combination of ways that I know. It's not like I look back and go, yes, I remember I was born, and then this happened and that happened.
Sure.
Not exactly like that.
Sure.
I do have some pretty far-reaching memories, but they're large blank spaces, and this is how I've come to know more about myself.
Well, one thing I want to ask you, too, is that I remember when I met you last October, several things. First off, for those who meet Jerry at our wonderful conference, you're a pretty tall guy, aren't you? You're over 7 feet tall, and I know when I stand next to you and talk to you, I have to put my head up, way up, just to say hi, because you're
a
tall guy.
I'm not over 7 foot tall, but I'm very close.
Okay, all right.
So I wear my boots, maybe.
Okay, all right.
Those lunar lander boots, they have a tendency to really, you know, I don't do that because light bulbs hurt when they break.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this then. Was it Tau Ceta? Is it what was the name of the star system that you came from? You say you came from?
Well, as I understand, it's Tau Ceti.
Tau Ceti, okay.
A location. It's in the, now I know because I looked it up, it's mm-hmm. in the constellation Reticulum.
Mm-hmm.
And that constellation, as I remember, is actually more visible in the southern hemisphere.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And your friends who brought you here as a young baby, what was the purpose? Was it to raise consciousness, to become a healer for this planet?
No, not necessarily.
No?
There were others besides myself who were brought here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from what I've been told, there were quite a few. Mm-hmm. And the idea was essentially that there were great possibilities for technology to progress, you know, quite a ways, mm-hmm. and for people to have access, as they do now, to great amounts of information.
Mm-hmm.
The underlying reality was that they, being the extraterrestrials, had attempted something similar, you know, quite a while back in our history. And they were looked at as though they were gods. They were feared, revered, you know, all these different ways of paying homage. And really, they weren't trying to become gods. They weren't trying to be anything but what they were. And they were just trying to guide the people of this world into a direction of progress and peace.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
wonderful.
Didn't work out so well.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I understand it, they decided that we were at another point in time where mm-hmm. something needed to be done and could be done
sure.
to help this world to move forward. Because the whole idea is to get this world connected to all the other species that are out there in our local galaxy and mm-hmm. elsewhere in the greater universe.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, the people of this world would need to come to a new understanding. And to get to that understanding, them landing and saying, okay, listen up, we have to tell you this, then they go into a bit of a dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of doing that, what they decided was that it was probably a better idea to bring someone here that would, you know, start here as a baby, grow up, become a part of this world, part of this society, have an equal right to having a voice here, would not be looked at as though they were anything special or especially, you know, mm-hmm. like if they came off of a spaceship and started waving their hands and going, listen, we've got to tell you something.
Sure.
But instead, to bring the information forward as individuals
mm-hmm.
and help in the ways that we could.
Mm-hmm.
That was explained to me by one of these visitors, and it made a lot of sense.
Fascinating.
Because typically, mm-hmm. you know, if you're going to empower someone, you don't show them how powerless they are to begin with.
Sure.
And showing up and having amazing abilities and coming from another place in an amazing flying saucer and doing all these things that they are capable of doing would certainly disempower and frighten and, you know, cause an imbalance in the power structure, whether it was real or imagined.
Right.
To do it the way that they decided to makes a lot of sense, because now you have more than me, many mm-hmm. other people out there mm-hmm. who are pointing away and suggesting things could be done differently and interested in empowering others so that, that helps them find their way, and then it helps them help others find their way as well.
I just want to take a quick station announcement that for those who are just tuning in. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Bellevue, Washington. We're having a wonderful interview with Jerry Wills, who will be at my Galactic Wisdom Conference next month in Gig Harbor from March 6th to the 8th. The website for the conference is www.galacticwisdomconference.com, and I hope you can attend. Jerry, you know, I first met you at an international UFO conference in Bergen, Norway last October.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, I was in the audience listening to one of your wonderful presentations on healing. There was a lady, a Norwegian woman, sitting next to me to my right, and she seemed completely distraught. And she had explained to me that she had been implanted by the reptilians and the Greys, and she wanted the implants gone. I know that Scott, she talked to Scott Lemriel, who referred you her on to you, and you were mm-hmm. able to remove those alien implants for the first time. The lady probably was in her 40s, and she was. I talked to her later. She was so happy to have those implants gone. Could you explain a little bit about what happened at that wonderful conference, the miracle you did for her?
Certainly. Well, you know, what I've encountered, that there are other beings who are coming to this world besides the good guys. Mm-hmm. There are also those who don't have our best interests at heart.
Right.
And they track, monitor, and select different people for whatever their reasons are. Maybe they're a certain blood type or genetic lineage. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is, they monitor and keep track of these folks.
Right.
That is deep instilled within me, a violation of free will.
A person
should not be treated like an animal.
Right.
So whenever I've encountered this sort of thing, I've made it a point to do something about it if the person requested my help.
Right.
Not unless they do, because I'm not going to violate the free will either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When she asked me about this, it was a simple thing to just basically charge up, run my hand along her spine, along her head, and find what I was looking for, and basically just absorb them into myself and then get rid of them later.
Were they? Pardon me for interrupting, Jerry, but were they electromagnetic implants or were they metal implants in this lady?
In this particular gal, they were kind of a silica type of implant.
Okay.
There are different kinds, you know, and everyone focuses on the ones that are the most obvious and within range of our understanding, which, you know, like a little splinter, a little pea, something that's in the skin or embedded under the skin.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other implants as well. Some of those are passed down generation to generation through lineages, and these are a type of liquid crystal that gets into the system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I found in her. She'd been tracked, her lineage had probably been tracked, I don't know for sure, but I would guess that it had been tracked for multiple generations.
Hmm. Fascinating. Fascinating. Well, I know that you'll be giving a special healing session for those attending the conference. Jerry will be giving his healing session beginning at 7 p.m. on Saturday, March 7th at the Inn at Gig Harbor. The phone number for the Inn is 253-858-1111 if you need directions or would like to stay there. When you call and ask to book a room there, be sure to tell them you're attending the Galactic Wisdom Conference, because they've booked a lot of rooms, and they'll give you a discounted rate as well. But if people come to the conference and they have implants, could you provide some help to them as well?
Well, probably so.
Right.
I mean, I never know till I try.
Sure.
And it might be worth mentioning, you know, how this thing works with the healing, you know, during the event that I have on Saturday night.
Okay.
So that folks have a clear idea of what it's about and what to expect, because I'm sure for a lot of them it's a rather foreign thing to try and conceive of.
Mm-hmm.
If it's all right with you, I'd like to at least, you know, put a little bit in there about that.
Yes, please. Go right ahead.
Well, Well, you know, basically it's like this. I'll be in the front of the room, and I'll have something to say, of course. I always seem to. And then I'll ask if anyone is in pain. The people who are in pain are going to be the first ones I'm going to do something for, the ones I'll try to help. Mm-hmm. And then I go from there. But in terms of hierarchy, if someone's sitting there in pain, I think maybe that's the first thing to try and address. Mm-hmm. I would have a person come up. I'd be ready, meaning that I would be fully charged. You know, this, everything is running within me. And then I would take a look to see what there was to see and to see if there was something I could change. Mm-hmm. This entire process happens quite rapidly. This isn't as thorough and in-depth as a regular healing session that I offer folks. Mm-hmm. It's maybe a 10-15 minute thing. Mm-hmm. But I take a look inside, see what I can see, and change the things that I find can be changed. And during the entire course of this experience, if folks are listening, bring a pencil and paper. I might even have handouts. I'm pretty sure I will. There'll be a few different things that are going to be pretty common for everyone that'll benefit everyone. And a few things will be very specific, but you can take notes. Mm-hmm. There'll be details that'll be salient, and you can ask questions. Then I work with one person, I finish, and then the next person comes up.
Wonderful.
That's how it works.
Let's say a person has a particular illness or disease. Have you been able to help people in addition to implants with those kinds of conditions as well, Jerry?
Oh, of course. The implants thing is, mm-hmm. you know, on a scale of 0 to 100%, there might be 0.5% that I see to do that. The rest of these are anything from conditions where joints are inflamed. I mean, there's just so many different parts that can go wrong in the body, and sometimes mm-hmm. people have things wrong. And let's say, for example, inflamed joints someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that we sure like to do something about the inflamed joints, but mm-hmm. why is it inflamed? Mm-hmm. What is going on that allows this to occur in the body? Sure. And that's what I go after. I try to find what the reason is.
Egyptian doctors 5,000 years ago always said that disease actually, and I'm sure you agree with this, Jerry, is dis-ease. In other words, there's always a spiritual cause for whatever physical problem people have.
Well, there's a spiritual ramification to it always.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, think about it. If you had a pebble in your shoe,
right,
and you're walking along, and I've actually had this happen when we were trekking in the eastern Andes.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, you start getting a bit irritated because this pebble is just, you know, it's worn a hole through my sock, mm-hmm. and now it's rubbing the skin, and it just is irritating every time I take a step. Mm-hmm. Can't get rid of it. It's just there.
Right. Got
to keep moving. Well, after a while, you become ill-tempered and edgy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing you know, if you're not careful, you're going to get blood poisoning, and then you've got real issues.
Sure.
Well, I didn't get blood poisoning. I finally got the pebble out of my shoe. But you can see how not taking action at the appropriate time can cause greater and greater things to happen, and eventually the spiritual aspect of you has been abated, and now you're just in a bad mood.
Sure.
It's hard to be spiritual when you're in pain.
Right, right,
so,
right.
Finding out what the cause is,
mm-hmm.
it may appear as a person is tense and angry and their heart's racing and they've got a fever. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because their alley has gotten septic. Mm-hmm. They've got a fever because their immune system is fighting that.
Mm-hmm.
You go after the cause, and then you start resolving issues. Mm-hmm. And that's what I try to do. I try to find the cause and then address that instead, then go after the issues and make those better as well.
And like the old saying goes, Jerry, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you provide such a wonderful service to people, Jerry, and I'm so glad you'll be up here to help folks out. I have to tell you, after you were able to do your magic on this lady in Norway in Bergen last October, she said she's never been this happy in her entire life. She had spent a lifetime of being implanted by these creepy reptilians and grays, and they had basically really messed with her. But she was just so happy after you had removed these implants from her.
Well, that's very encouraging, and I'm really happy for her that she's doing so well and that everything's returned to normal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the benefit from this for me. You know, mm-hmm. I get to see miracles and mm-hmm. get to see people smiling and being happy and feeling life return to them.
And that's worth more than all the money in the whole world. You know, being service to others, making this planet a better and happier place, I think that's the ultimate human destiny for all of us here on the planet.
I think so as well.
You know,
I really do.
Yeah, yeah. You also have a radio program, Jerry. Could you tell my many listeners about your wonderful radio program?
Oh, of course. It's called The Jerry Wills Show.
Okay.
You can find it online at jerrywillsshow.com. It's on Friday nights from 7 Pacific or 10 Eastern. It's 2 hours. We mm-hmm. have different guests on there.
Mm-hmm.
It is, as far as subject matter, anything goes. It might be health and wellness, medicine, doctors, paranormal, ghost hunters, UFO mm-hmm. encounters,
mm-hmm.
just the whole range of things, because everything is interesting to me. So I try to find things that make me happy.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now, the other thing I was going to say, too, if when you go, my friends, when you go to the Galactic Wisdom Conference website, there's a wonderful video that you did as well for the conference. And for those interested, you can just click on that and listen to it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to make. We also have Expeditions TV, Ted. And
oh, that's right.
That's where Kathy and I go into remote areas of the world looking for lost cities and evidence of advanced ancient societies.
Fascinating. Well, tell us about one of your trips, Jerry. I'm sure my listeners would love to hear more about an interesting expedition you've had.
Well, one of those, one of the first ones you can find at Expeditions TV,
okay.
is a place called Marcahuasi, which is a plateau in the Andes. It is about 13,000 feet above sea level, and it's a plateau. It's flat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are strewn across this plateau various zoomorphic figures that have been created into the stone that's up there. There's outcroppings of stone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like a horse lying down or an Egyptian queen's face or the face of humanity, which is a huge, huge three-story tall stone head with two faces on it.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows who did this.
Mm-hmm.
No one has any idea whatsoever. Apparently, Dr. Robert Schock, the fellow that dated the pyramid and has done other work in geology.
Mm-hmm.
He was invited up there and took a look and said that this place is older than the pyramids.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are other places in the world that have similar features as Marcahuasi, and one of these people came up, I've forgotten the names now, but it was mm-hmm. One of the cultures is called the Mazma.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mazma were all over the world and doing things like this. So there's some very strange and unique things about Marcahuasi. Another everybody knows about Machu Picchu and so forth, Tiwanaku.
Mm-hmm.
But not many people know that there's a place high in the Andes where there's an aqueduct that goes from high in the mountains and travels through the mountains, even through a mountain,
mm-hmm.
through a tunnel,
mm-hmm.
that is delivered down to the valley below of Cajamarca.
Hmm.
And Kathy and I went up there searching and investigating, trying to find out more about this. We went up there a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Another location is deep into the Andes, and it is an ancient city, quite vast, that really no one has ever been to except for the locals and us.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a huge place, much, much larger than Machu Picchu.
Hmm.
It has streets of inlaid stones. There are curbs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even streets, more like a road at that point, that connects between this place and others that moved through the Andes. It's now in disrepair, of course.
Hmm. Fascinating.
But the thing is, you know, these people had a high form of technology.
Right.
They were able to obviously cut stone that weighed, you know, many, many tons and lift it 20, 30, 40 feet into the air. In some instances, transported from one mountaintop to another mountaintop and place it just perfectly, and it fit just fine.
Hmm.
So, you know, we have documented these things, and at expeditions.tv, you can go watch those videos. They're free.
Wonderful. Now, just for a word on the spelling of expeditions, it's not E-X-P-E-D-I-T-I.
No, it's... No, it's just X.
Just X. Okay.
EDITIONS.TV.
Okay.
An X.
Good. I wanted to point that out to my friends and listeners because they may look for it under EX, and it's just X without the E.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. Well, these structures in South America, do you think they're related to Atlantis? I mean, certainly if they're older than the pyramids, then they go way back, back at the time of Atlantis.
Well, that's what's being suggested. And part of the reason why we're looking for these lost cities and these very, very ancient places that illustrate that there was a very high technology in place, well, we believe that there's something more than just an advanced culture that's waiting for us to uncover. These people, even the most remote parts of South America, refer to their ancestors as the people who came from the stars.
Really? Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. And it's either the Pleiades or elsewhere, but mm-hmm. they know that not only did their ancestors have some affiliation with extraterrestrials, mm-hmm. but that their people happen to have come from the stars as well.
Fascinating.
And mm-hmm. you know, we haven't found any evidence of that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they have to say about themselves. But what we have found evidence of is, for example, the aqueduct. Now, this, imagine if you were building an aqueduct,
mm-hmm.
you're carving it out of mountains that are just granite.
Yeah.
And just granite is no small feat.
Sure.
But now you have to make this form that looks beautiful and perfect,
mm-hmm.
embellished with designs and observation points all along the length of it. And it's really quite a staggering climb to get to, and it's a day's journey to go from point A to point B,
mm.
one into the other. And the water, it has to have a very specific drop. It can't just be downhill all the way.
Sure.
And if it rains, then the water's going to fill up. They have to be able to gauge that water in such a way that they can throttle it back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a form of hydraulics, mm-hmm. and that's built into it as well.
I think what you're talking about, these are remnants, I think, Jerry, of fascinating human civilizations that were here many millennia ago, far beyond what our traditional textbooks write about. Kind of like a hidden history of humanity on this planet.
Well, and that's what we're finding.
Mm-hmm.
That history is not what we've been led to believe.
Sure.
That there were people here who were highly sophisticated, very technologically advanced,
sure.
and were capable of doing things we don't even approach doing today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, it seems that this information is not meant to be made public knowledge, which we have not really ever figured out why.
Sure, sure. Well, I know during my next hour, stay tuned, listeners, we'll be having on a wonderful guest, Scott Lemriel. He's had face-to-face contact with the Galactic Alliance, which is an alliance of 435 million planets in this one-third of the Milky Way galaxy, or approximately 7 trillion entities, mostly human, all benevolent. And I plan to ask, I know he knows a little bit about our ancient history, and I plan to ask him some questions about that. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, Scott is a very interesting and very informative fellow.
It'll be
a very good hour next hour, listeners.
It should be out of this world, like my radio program.
So. Well, that's very good, Ted. It will be.
And you know, Jerry, you're out of this world, too.
Ah, Ted, but you're out of this world with me.
Takes one to know one. Well, you know, Jerry, what I'd like to do is to eventually link up my program with your wonderful program with another show that I'm co-hosting over in Boston here starting March 16th. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of good people out there, and there's a lot of alternative voices out there coming to the forefront now as the planet, as humanity and this planet shifts as a whole into the fifth dimension. And we need to work together, and I think we're all light workers, and we're all on the same side of the fence. We want to make this planet a better place, a happier place than it is currently. I know that's possible. And I've said this before, but I totally agree with Nostradamus back in the 16th century, who said that beginning by the 2020s, 2030s, we would start on a 1,000-year period of a golden age of spiritual development and prosperity, after this 1,000 years is over with, we would become like a spacefaring a species roaming the galaxy, like on Star Trek. But I know that good times are ahead of us, and that's why we need to work together and realize we are all, in fact, God's children, regardless of our race, creed, or color, and what languages we speak, where we're from. We all have that spark of the infinite creator within us, and that for that reason, we need to work together and realize that once we realize that we're all one people, one humanity on this planet, the whole need for wars and conflict just disappears.
You're right, Ted. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And you know something? When you were talking about the Star Trek thing a moment ago.
Right.
You remember the fellow on Star Trek that invented the warp drive was in Iowa,
mm-hmm.
In the Star Trek story.
Mm-hmm.
We interviewed a fellow that is in Omaha, Nebraska, which is right across the river from Iowa,
mm-hmm.
who has a working prototype of a warp engine. No
really?
Kidding. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep. And he has it figured out. He's actively building the prototype on the next scale up. So I think, you know, we could very easily be headed for the stars with no time at all.
You're kidding. Well, how far along is he? Is he ready to, where did you learn about this incredible information?
He had a film crew from KAET, which is the educational... or KET, something like that,
mm-hmm.
the educational station. They have a big outfit there in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And they came down and videotaped him and the tests and showed it on TV and said that, here you go, folks. Here is what a warp engine looks like.
Wow, fantastic.
I can put you in touch with him if you'd like to talk to him. He's a brilliant fellow. Very, very interesting man to talk to. Just brilliant.
Fascinating. Wow, that's really incredible. Well, I know the technology exists out there for free energy, but for many reasons, I think mostly political, that technology has been kept secret from much of humanity. But there's no reason why we should rely so heavily upon oil right now. I think there's far better technologies and free energy out there for humanity.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, and this mm-hmm. fellow is pretty much tapping into that free energy to make this happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're familiar, I'm sure, with Valiant Thor, the story of how this gentleman, angelically mm-hmm. created being, came to the White House in 1957 and lived at the Pentagon from 1957 to 1960.
Right.
And he offered the spiritual and technological advancement to Eisenhower to completely eliminate poverty and disease on this planet. But from what I've heard, from one of my guests, Craig Compensano, who did a wonderful movie about that called Stranger at the Pentagon, that mm-hmm. That Eisenhower ultimately turned him down, because I guess Richard Nixon was afraid that that would hurt his friends in the pharmaceutical and drug industries.
I suppose. I don't know what his reasons were, but I'm familiar with the story a bit beyond what you've just mentioned. It was something that was described to me as well back during the later years of my contact with the extraterrestrials. And it was quite a story, quite a thing that they had to say about this.
Jerry, we've got about 30 seconds left, my friend, and I want to give you the rest of the time. And please stay tuned for our next hour. But go ahead, Jerry.
I just want to tell everyone that I'm excited to meet them at the Galactic Wisdom Conference. Kathy, be with me. If you're listening to this show and you're there, come say hello. I'll be very excited to shake hands and meet you.
Thank you, Jerry. And I'd like to wrap up this hour with this special song from John Lennon.